An American Airlines plane inbound from Tokyo was detained yesterday on the tarmac at the San Jose International Airport in California. It's the latest sign of alarm over the mysterious disease called Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, or SARS. The pilot had radioed ahead that some passengers were exhibiting symptoms that might indicate SARS infections. The aircraft was met by ambulances and county health officials, but doctors later determined that none of the complaining passengers had the disease. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Television images of flashing red lights on the airport tarmac as passengers disembarked are sure to increase America's worries about this infectious disease, even though it now appears this was a false alarm. Relatives who were meeting passengers at the airport had a couple of hours of anxiety as they awaited word of what was going on and who on board was going to be detained. Carter Kritzman of San Francisco was there to meet his parents, and through the fence he saw that they were the first to disembark.
Just as I'm getting down to the airport, I get a telephone call, and they said, well, the airplane is going to be quarantined. So, you know, here they're on the airplane, and I'm trying to yell over the fence to them. You know, I'm just nervous and worried. I show up here, and there's, you know, 20 or 30 news trucks, and they're the first to get off the airplane, and you know, what am I supposed to think?
Officials from the Santa Clara County Health Department met the passengers and examined those who said they had SARS symptoms. Dr. Karen Smith released two of them right away after she determined they didn't have relevant symptoms. Three others were taken to a hospital and later released. Dr. Smith was asked if she thought the airline crew had overreacted. She gave a cautious answer.
That's a very difficult call to make. I do think it's an issue that's going to need to be discussed at the national level, however, because as you can see, it took a tremendous amount of resources to do this morning. And if every flight coming back from Asia in which someone is coughing has to go through a similar process, I just don't see how that's feasible.
American Flight 128 from Tokyo, with 125 passengers and 14 crew members on board, is the first aircraft to be detained for fear of spreading the disease. Yesterday, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson said that if there is a virus that is explosive and the only way to control it is by quarantine, quote, we have to consider it, but we're not there yet. In Hong Kong, however, 240 residents of an apartment complex where SARS has spread were moved to a quarantine camp on Tuesday. Worldwide, there are about 1,800 cases of SARS. The fatality rate of the disease is slightly less than 4%. 70 cases of SARS have been reported in the United States, but there have been no fatalities here. Travel agents in San Francisco are reporting sharp drops in ticket sales for Asian destinations, and Chinatown merchants report a run on surgical masks. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.